safely down.
Where are we this time, Doctor?
Somewhere relaxing, Rob. Perfect place for you to have a break after recent events. I know it wasn't just Nick who had a hard time with things on Massena Casa, you know.
Yes, Nick. Doctor, I don't really think I'm in the mood for adventuring. And you said the same thing yesterday, and look where we ended up. Discovering a plot by the Daleks to take over the BBC in 1956.
The late 50s were a bad time for the Beeb. Everyone thought communists were trying to infiltrate, so the Daleks turning up wasn't much of a surprise. It's a shame they had to shut down that topical news programme, though. That young reporter seemed rather promising.
Rob, with regret, you're fired. That wasn't funny, Doctor.
I did get a bit carried away. I had a quick word to the controller of programming while we were there. I suggested he introduce something a bit more challenging for kids between the Telegoons and the football results.
Meanwhile, I was left to infiltrate a reporter's wife's art class by posing as a life model. A nude life model!
Yes, Rob, I know what life modelling means, and I'm sorry you were embarrassed, especially when the lady with the nice perfume walked in. Anyway, I promise you'll like this destination. Let's take a look, shall we?
Ah, alright then. Why do I always feel like a contestant on Nightmare when I walk through those doors? It's my house! And it's really cold! What are we doing here, Doc?
Brought you home for Christmas, Rob. Howard's Way, Putney. By the look of it, everyone is in the spirit of the season.
Here, mate, want to buy a flashing Santa hat?
Blimey, it's...
Yes, Rob, it's Christmas Eve, and I believe we're expected.
Ooh, Robbie, it's good to see you.
Easy, Mum. You're almost suffocating me with your enormous jiggly what's-its.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robbie, but when your doctor friend wrote to say you'd both be coming home for Christmas, I simply couldn't wait. And it was so nice of him to invite your friends as well.
Sorry? What? You wrote to my mum? What's going on here, Doctor?
Ah, just a bit of Christmas flim-flam. I wrote the four invitations back in 1956 and left instructions for them to be delivered in exactly 45 years' time.
Invitations? Who else have you?
Hello, Rob.
Emma Bonham! How lovely to see you again. I see you got my little red envelope.
Yes, Doctor. The delivery man said there'd been bets on for years as to whether there really would be an Emma Bonham and a Linda McCow and a Ben Bassey waiting at the address given, all that way in the future in 2011.
Hang about. What did you just say? Surely it can't be...
Rob McCow! Hello, hunky!
Benny! Ben Benjamin! Ben! Bean! Ban! Bean! Ban! Ban! Bidda boo 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 boo! Bean! Ben!
Oh, that's lovely, Robbie. But it'll be dark soon, so let's go inside. I even said it might snow later.
Oh, it's going to be a lovely white Albert Square Christmas. The best one ever.
Who's for tea? I trust you've warmed the pot, Mrs. McCow.
Doctor, please. Call me Linda. I'll get dinner ready. We're having this lovely beef dish I got off the Lorentzens from number 70 last year. It's traditional Norwegian, apparently.
Anyway, where are my manners? Ben, this is Emma Bonham.
We've already met, haven't we, Honey Bun?
I don't understand.
Well, it's quite simple, Rob. Emma and I, we're together now.
Oh, what?
Rob, you've been gone for over 4 years. Did you expect me to pine for you while you're off gallivanting around the universe with the Doctor and Nick? What was it you said to me last time we met? Washing your hair for a million years? A girl has some pride, you know.
I'm sorry, Emma. You know, I did miss you sometimes. I always thought that perhaps I should have asked you to come with us. I'm sure the Doctor wouldn't have minded.
I'm sure you had an alien girlfriend in every port.
Really?
Anyway, you and Ben? I mean, how?
Oh, I don't know, Rob. The old gang moved on. And after you disappeared again, after that business with the celestial what's-his-face, I was left with no one. So, I managed to get your old job at the shoe shop. Enjoy your shoes, I'd say. Just like you used to.
I came in for something arched and sparkly.
And she found me.
But aren't you?
Well, that was what I thought. He was on the telephone when I first came into the shop, trying to get tickets to the Steps reunion.
First of all, we were just friends. We went out for a couple of drinks, and then she invited me back to her place. Oh, Rob, our bedroom is fantastic. The drapes are divine. And her brother Ricky's a real treat.
I'm sure.
But he was a bit cut up about his dad leaving. And just as we were getting to know one another, he suddenly upped and left to go to Bible college.
So you two?
I know what you're thinking, Rob, but there was something between us. Something I've never had with other girls.
And I felt it too.
Oh, I bet you did.
It's like that TV show, Bob and Rose.
Here we are then. Hot mince pies.
Doctor, what's wrong?
Linda, I think you should tell him.
Oh no, not you two as well.
No. Don't be silly, Rob. Now, we need to go out into the hallway for a minute. There's something we need to tell you.
Come on, Robbie. It's for the best.
Oh dear, what have I done now?
There's no easy way to say this.
Brave heart, Rob.
But you've got a sister.
What?
Her name's Molly and she's 4. I've told her all about you and how you've been off in the bungle bungles with the doctor. Here's a photo, look.
But how? I mean, how did this happen? I mean, who's the daddy?
It was Tony.
Welsh Tony? From the butchers? But didn't he run off with Uncle Simon when I was 10?
Oh, Robbie, it was the Christmas before you came back. I've been alone for over a year. A woman has needs that can't all be satisfied by the EastEnders omnibus. Just by chance, Tony called round. Uncle Simon had run off to Rio with a man called Paolo from Guadalajara. Robbie, we were both alone at Christmas. Things just happened.
Let me guess. He bought a cracker and you got some stuffy.
Well, a while later, I realised I was with child. At first I thought I'd just lapse on the Weight Watchers again. But Molly was born that September. I thought I couldn't cope, but Tony was brilliant. He made sure we had everything we needed.
So, where is she? Can I meet her?
She's with Bunty and Thelda babysitters. We'll need to take things one step at a time. Molly's never known you. Rob, you're like Father Christmas to her. Just like your dad was to you.
Would you have even told me about her if the doctor hadn't talked you round?
Robbie, how can you say that? You've been gone a long time, and it's been really hard. If it wasn't for Tony, and now Gordon, I...
Say what now? This is like musical boyfriends. I need a lie down. If anyone wants me, I'll be under my Transformers duvet. Maybe crying a little.
Well, all things considered, I think he took that quite well. The main thing is, he hadn't had any other big shocks beforehand. You did what?
I'm sorry. It was sort of a joke, but then his mum came in and...
Oh dear, I'm afraid your timing really couldn't have been worse.
And a new stepdad as well, perhaps.
Yes, well, let's not worry about Gordon. I brought Rob home to have Christmas with his family and friends, and that's exactly what we're going to give him. So I think it's about time I let you two in on a little secret.
I see you've been learning to cock while I've been away.
Yes, Gordon's always round here showing me something hot and tasty.
Is everyone okay?
Obviously something has been simmering for a while.
Robbie, look. Gordon is coming for Christmas dinner tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
It's a traditional Scandinavian dish, rice pudding containing a lucky almond. Whoever finds the almond is allowed to make a wish.
I think I've just found the almond. I better make that wish. Princess Catherine said to me, Doctor, I'm so grateful to you for stopping the Rani from stealing my wedding dress.
Doctor, you do tell such tall tales, and I think the wine is going to my head.
Celine Dion will do the trick, didn't you, Rob?
And we played My Heart Will Go On and escaped!
He said he was called the Celestial Toymaker, and inexplicably, we both had wetsuits and we were excellent divers.
Oh, there's a very good reason for that, and I'll tell you what it is another time.
Come on, everyone. It's been a great day, but it's Christmas Eve and time to go to bed. We don't want to be up when Father Christmas arrives, especially if he brings his wife with him. Good night, Rob.
Good night, Doctor.
Ben and I will take the guest room.
I hope you don't fall downstairs in the night and break your necks.
Now, Rob, I want you to be on your very best behaviour to meet Gordon. Remember, politeness costs nothing.
Oh, okay, Doctor.
Everyone, meet my new boyfriend. This is my son, Rob, and his friend, the Doctor.
Season's greetings, one and all. Delightful to see you again, Doctor.
No! Oh, it was just a dream. I must have dozed off in the armchair. Hang on. What's this? A note? Dear Doctor Who, I didn't want to wake you, but I've left you a stocking. You may find
the stockings that I've left for your young friends will help the truth to come to light. Oh, Vera sends her love, and please drop by sometime and take her away with you. Oh, I could do with a holiday. Merry Christmas from your old friend,
Father Christmas. Oh, botheration. It's already 4:30 in the morning. Christmas Day. Now, what's this in my stocking? A copy of Private Eye and a chocolate bar. Green and black's my favourite. Now what's this? Some presents. What beautiful TARDIS blue wrapping paper. Of This and Other Universes by Elwyn Ransom. I've always meant to look him up. And what's this? A new 500-year diary. Oh, Father Christmas, how did you know? And finally, a lump of coal and a satsuma.
Oh, why did I set my alarm to go off so early? Hang about. What's this at the end of my bed? Oh, it's a Christmas stocking. Oh, my daft old mum. Surely I'm too old for this now. Satsuma, Clearwater's Monthly. I know someone who'd have liked that. Chocolate bar, yum, yum, yum. And what next? Satsuma, another Satsuma. Presents! Photographs. Oh, that's myself, the Doctor and Nick during our adventure on Tinsel. Oh, look, there's Cray Christmas and his Granny Vera. Hope we never bump into her again.
Happy times and places, Rob. Merry Christmas. Love from Father Christmas, Vera and Craig.
Oh, and another photo of Mum with Tony and Molly. Oh, and a Satsuma and a lump of coal. Nice. Oh well, time to draw the curtains. Oh, it's Christmas and it snowed. The TARDIS looks even more magical than usual down there with its roof covered in all that snow.
I've been up since 5:30.
Well, nothing changes there then.
I was too excited to sleep.
Was your stocking stuffed full, Benjamin?
Well, I...
These came from the real Father Christmas, didn't they, Doctor?
What makes you ask that, Rob?
Only the real Father Christmas could have sent this picture, eh, Doctor Who?
That's my least favourite pseudonym.
Morning, everyone. Neither Ben or I have opened our stockings yet.
Well, there's no time like the present, is there? If you'll forgive the pun.
What now? It seems to be a copy of Attitude magazine with McFly on the cover.
Merry Christmas, Ben! Time to face the truth. Love from Father Christmas.
There's also a small mirror in a golden frame. It's fab!
Perhaps the lovely lady would like to open her stocking?
Good call, Mira.
Very well. Q magazine. Not as good as it used to be. And here's my present. Ah, it's a picture of Dad with Ricky and me. And a book.
The Legend of Black Sam by Rosalind Carrington.
Continuity galore. Well, you two, anything to say?
Well, yes, Rob. Emma and I. That is, we're not really a couple.
Oh, you two really think I'm stupid or something. Why did you have to pretend? Ben, I've known you since we were kids, and I have seen Bob and Rose, and you might be many things, Ben, but you're not an Alan Davis character out of a Russell T. Davis drama. I know I must have heard you quite badly, but was that really a good enough reason to play a stupid prank on me? Isn't this supposed to be Christmas, not April 1st?
Ben, I think there might be something else left in your stocking.
Oh, really? Another photograph? Ah, bring back memories, Rob.
It's us when we were 12, by the canal. Oh, Ben, we're still friends, aren't we?
Always, Rob. Always.
Those McFly boys are quite hunky. And Jamie Cullum. I wouldn't mind being that Sophie Dahl.
Oh, really? That goblin-faced little toad?
Yes, well, before we spend too long discussing the merits of the scantily clad young men in Attitude, I think we've all forgotten someone. Linda, would you like to share the contents of your stocking with us while we tuck into this delicious breakfast?
Oh, what a lovely thought, Doctor. Honestly didn't think it was meant for me. Paris match. Oh, Santi, you know me so well. Lump of coal. Satsuma.
Come on, Linda. Don't keep us in suspense.
Oh, very well. It's another photo.
I think maybe Boots, near where Father Christmas lived, had a 3-for-2 on photo frames. What's the matter, Linda?
This is not funny. I suppose it was done on a computer.
Here, let me have a look. It's me and you, Mum. And that's Molly. But we've never met. How?
Oh, a little bit of Dr. Flimflam. Don't tell a soul, but that picture's from the future.
Well, I'll be blowed.
Oh, Doctor, so the future does turn right after all. It's all gone a bit Season 5 Buffy.
Right, well, yes. I believe there's something else in your stocking.
It's not another bloody photo, is it?
It's a cube. A metal cube. With a button on it. Oh!
Hello, Doctor, and good to see you again, Linda. I have a confession to make.
That is Gordon.
Trust me, he wasn't dressed up like a storm in a glitter factory the last time we went down the Odeon. I'd have died and need sunglasses.
Linda, please allow me to explain. I was invited here by our mutual friend, the Doctor. He asked me to befriend you so that all would be in readiness for this special time for the sake of your son, his young friend, Rob McCall. I am Gordain, Lord of the Sparkle Tribe.
Not Gordon from Thetford Forest?
Oh, not you lot again. I thought that get-up looked familiar, Doctor. Doctor, what is he doing here and why has he been pretending to be my mum's boyfriend?
It's quite simple, really. Gordain had been stuck in this time and place for the last 6 months after his ship had run out of fuel. Luckily, his ship runs on glitteranium, which has similar properties to coal. However, it can only be found in one place on Earth, Christmas stockings that come from Father Christmas himself.
His ship runs on fuel from the planet Tinsel, you mean?
Yes, Rob. Glitteranium is abundant on all the planets in the constellation of Bauble.
But if that's the case, Doctor, why don't we just hightail it back to Tinsel and get some? It's not like you've been avoiding that whole constellation just in case you ran into Vera Christmas, is it?
No, Rob, of course not. Anyway, I picked up Gordain's distress signal when we were still in 1956, and so I knew it would be easier to make a short hop forward in time once we'd defeated the Daleks. I sent out 4 invitations in the post to Linda, Ben, Emma and Gordain here. Anyway, could I ask you all to hand over your pieces of coal, or rather, glitteranium, from your stockings?
Here's mine, Doctor.
And mine.
And here's mine, Doctor.
Ditto.
There you are, Gordain. You can go home now. Back to the planet of the Sparkle Tribe.
Thank you, Doctor. The Sparkle Tribe is in your debt once more. You are our hero forevermore. How can we ever repay you?
Oh, I don't need a reward, Gordain. Well, perhaps a golden statue in my honour, or my head carved into a prominent mountainside.
Hang on a minute. Couldn't we just give him a lift in the TARDIS?
No, we've got an appointment somewhere else, I'm afraid, Rob.
Oh, we haven't seen the Christmas episodes of the Royal Family or Doc...
I don't understand. I guess this means you're going back to the Bungle Bungles with the Doctor and Rob? Typical. I find a decent man at last and he turns out to be from a tribe of glitter-based life forms.
I'm sorry, my love. I had no wish to deceive you. I've treasured our time together, and your shepherd's pie was truly lovely. The Doctor knew you needed help, but my primary role was to bring all these people together so we can all celebrate a proper family Christmas.
I think I understand.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas, old friend.
But you mean...
Yes, Rob, it was all for you. Oh, and Linda, you can still set an extra place for dinner. Gordain will be joining us.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Penny for them? In fact, don't bother. You're missing him, I can tell.
Is it that obvious?
Emma, look, what I said yesterday. You could still come with us, in the old TARDIS Areno.
No, Rob, I couldn't. My place is here. I need to be around for Ricky and Ben, and I promise I'll look in on your mum and Molly when I can.
Oh, Emma, you're amazing. I promise I'll get the doctor to bring me back soon. And I mean this year, not when we're all 40 or something, and have beards and white hair, and look really old, and you're wrinkly, and you've got long white hair, looking old and scabby, like an old witch.
There's just one more thing, Rob. This book that Father Christmas gave me, it confirms what the doctor said about Dad. He lived for 200 years after we left him. He was still alive when Rosalind was writing the book at the end of the 19th century and, the best bit of all, she says he'd changed his ways and was helping people from faraway times and places. That's what she actually said, times and places. He was helping travellers like you and the Doctor and visitors from other planets.
Oh, maybe that Rosalind wasn't so bad after all.
Oh?
Oh, don't worry, she was as old as the hills when Nick and I met her.
Ah, but that's the other thing. There was an appendix at the back of the book. I think the doctor should see it.
Oh, really?
Doctor, you scared the life out of me.
I'm sorry, but Rob and I need to leave. I have one more present for you, Rob, but we have to go in precisely 2 minutes' time.
Oh, blimey. Mum, Gordain, we're going.
Oh, goodbye, Robbie.
Please come in from the cold, Linda. The Clearwater's Christmas special is on.
Don't worry, I'll be back soon. I've still not met my sister after all.
I love you, Robbie.
Bye, Rob. Oh, and Rob, any time you want me to take you up the canal again, just give me a shout.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas, Rob McCow!
Merry Christmas, Rob McCow!
Merry Christmas, Rob McCow!
Merry Christmas, Rob McCow!
Don't worry, Ben. I'm still here for you. And one day I'm sure you'll meet the right man.
I already have.
Ooh, Linda, we're back. Happy Christmas.
Hi, Mummy, we're home.
Here we are, your final present, the alignment of Exodol.
It's amazing, Doctor. I've never seen anything like it.
And you never will again. The alignment only occurs once every million years. So, Rob McCow, do you still want to come with me?
Oh, yes, Doctor. And Doctor, I'm sorry about Nick.
I'm sorry too, Rob. We won't ever forget him. I never forget anyone who walks through these doors. Rosalind, Harold and Hilda, Ed, you, Nick, Charlie Pollard, we've all had her. Whatever happens, you always stay with me in my heart.
Merry Christmas, Doctor!
Merry Christmas, Rob McCow!
Merry Christmas, Doctor Who! Merry Christmas, Rob McCow! And a Merry Christmas to all of you at home.
Thank you. and a Merry Christmas from me too. But I'm not in this one. Ha 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 ha.